This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're very happy right now to head to the phone lines to be joined by the mayor of Kansas City. There's certainly a lot to talk to him about. Friend of the show, Mayor Quentin Lucas joins us today on The Drive. Mayor Q, how are you doing today?
You know what? I'm okay. I'd like to have a little more control over everything happening in Missouri, but, you know, that's not the way it's going to be. So I'm doing all right.
We're going to get to that in a little bit. I am actually going back and rewatching House of Cards. I never finished it because of all the stuff around Kevin Spacey. And I just was like, man, I just wonder how the story ends. So I went back and I rewatched it. And basically, it is just him going from crisis to crisis to crisis. And then I was thinking, that must be what Mayor Q's job is like. I feel like for the last 2 months, it has been something major that has happened in Kansas City every single day.
I know you follow the news better than most, and it has been, man. I'm just trying to get out of Dodge, not get hit, and keep my teams here in town. But, you know, it's always interesting. It's part of why we sign up for jobs like these. But at the same time, you know, I'd like us to have a calm summer where we finally figure out all the stadium issues.
And now we got bears roaming around the metro area. I heard that there was a bear in Grandview yesterday.
Ain't that the truth? We got bears walking around Grandview now. And I'm like, dang, man, just when I was about to go back down for a visit. But it has been interesting in KC. You know, we just win the big leagues now, Carrington. I know we both grew up here, but we got Bears, World Cups, you know, big $1 billion stadium deals, all of that stays interesting in KC.
All right, so let's talk about this bill right now that is being discussed in the Missouri State House. To the best of your ability, can you explain to the audience what is happening right now?
You know, what's happening right now, the Missouri House has already passed a bill that would allow us to have, in essence, and I'm just break it down for y'all and make it simple. This is Missouri Star Bonds, in essence. Now, Missouri and Kansas stadiums are done a little bit differently. And in Kansas, the Star Bonds, although the money goes to you, it is still a privately owned entity. In Missouri, we own the stadiums by local government or something like that, which if you are the type of person that has to pay huge taxes is a real advantage to being in Missouri because it's on the books of Kansas City, Jackson County, something like that. But on the whole, this is a sales tax redirection bill that puts a bunch of money into the stadiums, allows it for both teams and also the St. Louis Cardinals. And I guess if the St. Louis people were ever going to get another NFL team. So it solves all those issues. That's what's going on right now. It gives a Missouri match. And then it allows those of us in places like Kansas City to go ahead and work out our own deal, which in my opinion can layer on another probably $400 to $500 million of incentive, which likely gets the deals done.
This is what I've picked up on from just doing my reading, and you are obviously more in the know when it comes to this. It seems like a lot of the disagreements that are happening in the State House, it sounds like the same debates that we were having here in Kansas City. The people that are for this bill, hey, look at all the positives. Look at all the goods that the teams bring us. Look at the civic pride. Look at the money that it generates. And then on the other side, there's a lot of politicians that are making the argument that we heard citizens make. Why should we have to pay for this? Why should we use tax dollars to help pay for these privately owned stadiums that cost billions of dollars?
So let me tell you just a few things straight up. First of all, and I read all the pieces that are like stadiums make no sense. They're a terrible investment. That is absolutely ridiculous. For all of y'all who are listening to our interview right now, how many of y'all don't live in Kansas City, Missouri? Probably a good chunk of you. How many of you are coming to the city if you aren't coming to a football game, a concert, a baseball game, or if I throw the arena in, something that happens at those venues? You may never find your way there, right? I'll admit something to you. I have never been to Manhattan, Kansas. The thing that will, and I'm sure it's a lovely place. The thing that will get me to Manhattan, Kansas is a K-State football game. Just straight up. Straight up. So you can pretend that it's not important, that it doesn't make a difference, that it's not good for the economy. But the way you could get me and my family to pay for a hotel room, go out to dinner, buy drinks, do all that sort of stuff is by saying, hey, Q, yeah, let's go to a K-State, who knows what, Mizzou football game sometime in Manhattan. That is the sort of economic impact that stadiums have. The other thing that I think we just have to be 100% real on is Kansas City has lots of national and global attention right now. And even my haters out there who are saying, yeah, we're getting attention for the wrong things. No, the reason we are relevant is because people know about what's going on with the Chiefs. And they know about Taylor Swift being here, I hate to say it. And they know all of those other things. If not, we are another community. And not saying that we aren't special and perfect. I've lived my life here. But those are the sorts of things that put you, I think, on the top of the front page of what's going on in the world. That helps me sell Kansas City for business investment, which I get the chance to do both domestically and around the world. It allows people to say we like what's going on here. And I promise you to a person, I was a mayor in 2019. When people talk to me and be like, okay, cool, we'll think about it. Now people want to come here. They want to visit. They want to see it. They want to build here. That is the difference that having these teams in the city does. It sells hotel rooms. It does good stuff. That's why so many people are working so hard to see it happen.
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas, joining us on the show. What you just said makes a lot of sense to me. It is concerning that, I mean, I'm looking at some of these quotes. I mean, people in St. Louis are making the arguments of, well, why should we have to pay for this? We don't want to feel forced to make a decision. And I'm sitting here thinking, you guys have already lost one NFL team. You guys are in the business of now losing a second one. That it is frustrating that, I mean, we are a year away or a year removed from the vote. And it feels like in the state house, there is no kind of one voice. There is no one accord to try to push things in the right direction to actually trying to get this thing passed, especially when we all know what the opposition is. And at least the perception is Kansas has everything figured out. Kansas has a singular voice and a singular plan to fund these stadiums.
You know, I think, yeah, there is some level of disappointment for us, which is that, after the votes, I thought it was important for everybody to actually make some sort of real declaration, one, that we want to keep the teams, and to come up with a path for it. And I appreciate Governor Kehoe coming with this bill in recent days. I will never understand quite why things work in Jefferson City the way they do, because this could have been, you know, we could have done this a while back. But look, I respect where it is now. I know right now the people in the state senate are having a big battle. And what I would say to my friends in St. Louis are a few different things. And I'll note that I went to college in St. Louis, so it's not like it's unknown to me. But I think on the first point, it is, look, we actually helped invest in and fund the new St. Louis Cardinals. Now it's 15 years old, but Busch Stadium 2.0 had support from Missouri state taxpayers. I've been a Missouri state taxpayer for a whole long time. I didn't complain about it. We were glad to be a part of it. Same thing with the Edward Jones Dome previously. There are state tax breaks in that. There's state money. So I don't know why they're holding us to a different standard at this point from the way it's been done in St. Louis and throughout Missouri for some time. The second point is, look, they're a city that has it's different challenges too. And the reality of it all is that it is important for people to make sure that, like, you have a reason to go downtown. For me, this is kind of not just an important issue, it's an existential one that says, is there some sort of way that we can actually make sure that people are still investing in cities, in urban centers? This will be good for St. Louis long term. It helps the Cardinals get money to improve their own stadium, probably helps the Blues as well. And I don't know why they're deciding to pick this fight with Kansas City right now. I've heard different rumors about does it relate to the Rams leaving and how Clark Hunt voted, all these other things. I don't really care, because for me it is, do we want Missouri to succeed? Do we want these cities to be things we're proud of? Or do we want to just talk about crime in the cities and all the other challenges that we have today and we're likely to have into the future?
Right now, we're talking to the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Are you guys still actively having conversation with the Royals and the Chiefs about where the stadium will be?
I had a conversation with the Royals on Monday evening. It was actually kind of interesting because every now and then you get a media interview question and I'm kind of like, huh? And they were like, yeah, somebody told us it's you know, dead set on Clay County. And this is the same way that people have said before, reporting here and elsewhere, that, yeah, they're guaranteed to Johnson County. What I can say, and I don't divulge full details of private conversations, we had a long conversation about downtown, about Washington Square Park, about how we get that deal done, how this state money is an important part of it, but basically how we can be done with this in days or weeks rather than talking about this for months and years into the future.
Every time you and I talk about this, it is always noticeable to me that the conversation with the Royals sound to be far more confident, and it sounds to be a lot more, I don't know, it sounds to be a lot more productive, in my opinion, than it appears to be with the Chiefs. Are you getting the sense that the Chiefs maybe want the same things that you want? Are the Chiefs receptive to what you want?
You know, I think the reality is this, and I'll be straight up with you and everybody listening, right? I get a chance to talk to the Royals a lot because I think the Royals are looking to make a very, very large and new investment in a different spot in Kansas City. And what has kind of happened since the vote is the city of Kansas City has handled a lot of the negotiations with the Royals. We've worked closely with them. We're proud to work with them. I want the Royals here. I think it's an important municipal investment. I think it's the sort of thing that we all need to actually care about and invest in. And I think as it goes for the Chiefs, that's something that is more of a Jackson County discussion. They're currently a tenant of the county. There are a lot of steps in connection with what they're looking to do. Hey, look, if I can solve both of them, I would in a second, but there's only so much money that we will have at the city level too. And so, you know, we're looking forward to having a way to try to get both of them done. But this bill in Missouri is a way that you get good investment with both without actually breaking the bank.
Do you understand, I guess, the public's frustration? Because I think the public feels, I guess, the way that I feel about this as well. I mean, we've been having this conversation for a year, and it doesn't really feel like there has been a lot of progress made. We are coming up on a deadline in Missouri, and it feels like it is going to pass again, that it feels like we were told a year ago to buy into a plan. That plan was never really fully explained to any of us. And now a year later, that plan still seems very, very unclear.
You know, I think that's fair, and I think a lot of people are playing what comes first, the chicken or the egg. Should it be the state money and all the money that's part of the plan, or should it be the stadium plan? Should it be the stadium plan, or should it be all the money in connection with it? How much are the Royals putting in? There are reasons for a lot of questions. All I'm trying to do is cut through all of them and say very simply this. We want the Kansas City Royals to remain in Kansas City. We think we've laid out a good space for them to be in downtown Kansas City. We have a financing plan that helps support all of it. I think when you look at that, that says to me that we basically have broad terms of an agreement that can work well for the future of our teams and the future of our city. And what I would say to somebody who says, well, I got a lot of other questions, is we will put the meat on the bones for everything else. What I've shared, whether it be with the Royals or anybody else along the way, look, we know there are more details to come, but showing that there are resources there to support them, showing that these are resources and tools that have been used before to build actual stadiums throughout the state of Missouri, I think is important. Showing that we have real ownership in connection with what it would be long term, that to me is the thing that's the difference maker in the conversation we're having today as compared to the future. And when I say days and weeks, I really do mean I would expect renderings to you very soon. I would expect a real discussion on how does this impact streets, how do you figure out the parking side of it, all those things are the types of things that can get done real quickly. We need to get over this hurdle of where perhaps does money eventually come from.
Have you actually seen these renderings?
I have, yes. I hear a lot of questions of, oh, it won't fit, there's not enough parking. Look, I think much smarter people than me whose business is actually looking through all this sort of stuff have told me all those things work. I've seen how they all work. I think it could work beautifully. And I think 20 years from now, you and me and our kids and all of that are walking up to these spots and saying, you know, wow, I'm glad they put this here and this really makes Kansas City pop.
Mayor Q, what happens if this vote fails? Like right now, they are working on this, but it doesn't sound very positive, at least if you're listening to the media reports. What happens if this fails?
You know, if this fails, I think the issue is that the governor has already indicated that he would call a special session of the Missouri legislature in the next few weeks. They do it all again. They try to figure out ways to, you know, kind of resolve some of the issues. But, you know, what I think about and what I would encourage to my friends in the Missouri legislature is this, right? It was a United States senator from Missouri, actually, I believe it was Stuart Symington, who in the late 1960s, when the Kansas City Athletics lost, used his leverage in the United States Congress to tell Major League Baseball, oh, you will have a team in Kansas City. What I would encourage folks to do, and they're sitting in the Missouri legislature right now, and they have a brilliant opportunity, is to get it done today. Because, yes, we can come back for a special session in 2 weeks. Everybody can lobby it. Everybody can have debates about it. We can have all the TV cameras set up. Or we can actually do what I think is the right thing, get it done now, go back to further conversation, and you absolutely get to talk about how is this a good value, how does it all work. That negotiation does not end. In fact, I think it accelerates once we get past this moment. Right now, I think the challenge for a lot of people, I may be like this, I know a bunch of y'all are like this too, which is, yo, can we just figure this out? We've been talking about this, I kid you not, for about 8 years. 8 years I ran for mayor and was getting asked questions about this that long ago. I think it's time for us to get it moving.
Is this just going to be a Jackson County thing, or is there a chance that this is a Jackson and a Clay County thing?
You know, I'm the mayor of a city, so I don't necessarily live in counties the same way. All I know is this. I'm looking at a downtown baseball stadium for the Kansas City Royals. I have heard, and that downtown means downtown Kansas City, Missouri. What I have heard are discussions on practice facilities in Clay County. I've certainly heard a lot of different things about where a new Arrowhead Stadium is. I certainly hear the conversation on Clay County Royals. And what I'll say is this, actually, in fairness to them. This would be money that can go anywhere in Missouri. So if the Chiefs wanted to build a gigantic stadium in Branson, you know, we could do that. I don't think they will do that. And I certainly think the Royals, you know, who have been talking about downtown for years, the reasons to be downtown, the interest in that location, when we live in a world where they have a very good stadium, but it's on the edge of the city, not next to hotels, not next to a bunch of other activities. I think that does mean ultimately downtown.
I only have a couple more questions here. I guess let's start with this question. I would say, and I don't want to put a word in your mouth, but it sounds to me like you are optimistic about the Royals. If you had to use a word to describe how you feel about the Chiefs, what word would you use?
I think that if I used a word about it with the Chiefs, I remain optimistic, but that's more based on the Chiefs' long-term relationship with Kansas City and Jackson County. I think Arrowhead Stadium is a majestic place to be. I think it is better. You've been to a lot of games. I've been to a lot of games, also away games. It's a better place to watch a game than it is almost 9 out of 10 of the domes that exist in the NFL, particularly any that are older than 5 years. And so I think that that's the biggest part, but I think it is very fair to note, look, myself, others at the city of Kansas City have had extensive conversations with the Kansas City Royals. I don't know the same nature of discussions thus far with Jackson County and the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think it is safe to say that the Royals are 100% getting a new stadium if they stay in Missouri. What's the percentage chance, I guess it is, for the Chiefs? I mean, there is an option to renovate Arrowhead. It would be very expensive to renovate it. I imagine it's the same cost as them getting a completely new stadium. I also find it hard to believe that one state is offering them a brand new state-of-the-art SoFi-like stadium, and then they're just going to go for a renovation of what they have. What percentage do you think, if the Chiefs stay in Missouri, they would stay at their current structure and just put more money towards it, or they would just completely start over and do essentially what the Cardinals did?
Look, I continue to believe that Arrowhead Stadium is one of the best places to watch football in the entire National Football League. And look, you don't have to believe me. The FIFA Global World Cup, had the chance to think about almost every stadium in America. And out of all of them, right, they picked, you know, a certain number, but Arrowhead Stadium was one of them. That does not suggest to me we got a raggedy place that needs to be replaced tomorrow. So I think the odds are still high that you see a renovation at Arrowhead Stadium. I think that's going to be a productive step along the way. And I think that's going to be exciting for Kansas City long term to continue to invest in and to celebrate one of the greatest venues to watch any event in the world.
Whenever you go to a Royals game, what do you put on your hot dog?
I'm just mustard, man. I'll do some mustard pickles. I actually kind of like some bell peppers. I think that's kind of cool. But, yeah, I'm going more for the spicy vibe. I'm not a ketchup person at all.
Are you allowed to have a favorite barbecue place? Because, like, you're already kind of polarizing now. Like, are you allowed to come out and say, you know, a certain place? I don't even want to say a place because I don't even want the headline to be like, oh, Mayor Q said no. Mayor Q did not say that. I said that. Are you even allowed to have a favorite barbecue restaurant?
You know, I will get in every political fight known to man. I don't get into barbecue fights. So, no, I am not allowed to have a favorite barbecue place. As you know, I've been to them all. I've placed bets from all of them. I've won most of those bets. But, you know, I'm pretty excited with where we are on a lot of that. So I just think we have great barbecue. All of them are winners, my man.
You know what? I hope that you have a very peaceful.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thursday. That's what I'm hoping for you. I'm hoping that you have a peaceful Thursday. I don't want anybody on ATVs. I don't want any bears out there. I just want you to have a peaceful Thursday. I'm guessing you haven't had a peaceful Thursday in a very, very long time.
Man, I'm going to see a bear on an ATV coming at me, and I may be like, look, Jesus, it's just time. I'm playing now. I'm going to be all right.
That is the mayor of Kansas City, Mayor Quinn Lucas, joining us on the show today. Thank you. I appreciate your time, man.
Hey, take care, sir.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.